About online on-access virus scanning. So Rainer is co-founder of OpenAntivirus.org and developer there.
Thank you very much.
So he's has very interesting insight into what we can do to help resolving the virus disaster for customers using Windows. Not sure if everyone in the room thinks it's a good idea to help there, but I'm just kidding.
Wollen wir das Bild auch schon mal besser, oder? Kann das sein?
Ich drück mal hier.
Guck mal drauf.
So, kannst du mal da ziehen, bitte?
Vorher hat es noch geklappt, hey.
We tried it before lunch, and it looked much better, to be honest.
So this is the only presenter who came in before his presentation and tested it.
Yeah, so.
And it worked.
Yeah. I never do this before, you know.
Perhaps you can start some introductory words, and I'll try to get...
I'm sorry for this. Well, basically, I'm giving a short talk about on-access virus scanning for Linux. Some few words about myself. I got interested in computer viruses and antivirus technology back in 1991, so that's roughly 15 or 16 years ago. I was working on the Mavis project, you probably know, which was is still one of the most popular open source software for on-access, email virus scanning. And I started this Zumba rescan project, which is able to do on-access virus scanning within Zumba back in 2001. And I'm going to present you the basic concepts, the basic two possibilities to do on-access virus scanning, either directly via Zumba VFS or inside. Could you please? Thank you. I'm sorry. And also the other possibility is to do on-access virus scanning directly, for example, via Linux kernel module. And now we have some trouble with the BenQ Beamer. He's now going on again.
Calm down, cool down.
Ah, okay. So it's probably running Windows, all right. We have to wait until you be able to start up it again.
So
wish me good luck. Did the introduction. So basically, one of your questions is, okay, why the hell should I do on-access virus scanning on Linux? And well, you know, Linux malware is not that threat, probably not yet, I don't know. You probably remember that there had been some hype a few weeks ago about a worm or a virus which is able to spread on Windows and on Linux. But to be honest, back in 2001, we already had a virus called Linux or Lindose, who was able to spread between Windows and Linux systems, so it's nothing new. One of the main reasons is you should keep in mind that if you have a company which has Windows clients and mainly Zumba file servers, you normally share the files via the Zumba server. So it could be possible that you share also infected files via your Zumba server. And another reason is that you should keep in mind that we have some regulations like Basel II here in Europe, or in the US it's called Sarbanes-Oxley, which tells you if you run a company, okay, if you want to get some loan from a bank, you have to make sure that you have a security policy inside your company. In the bank, you might tell you, okay, well, you only get the money from us if you can show us that you have a client-side virus protection, but also server-side virus protection on your Zumba file servers. And there are also some kinds of contra-G or other regulations which tells you have to do some kind of risk management, and you have to make sure that your business can run on. And even your insurance can tell you, okay, you don't get any money from us back if something happens, if you don't have the correct security policy in place. And they probably tell you, okay, it's not enough to have a Windows client solution only, but you also need some server protection on the Zumba file server. So there are basically two concepts which I'm going to talk about. One of them is Zumba VFS. VFS stands for Virtual File System. It's a known concept. You probably know it from Solaris. You probably know it also from the Linux kernel. And the basic idea is you are able to hook certain functions like file open, file close. And by overloading these functions, you can do some kind of virus scanning. Zamba VFS was originally introduced in Zamba 2.2. Before, there was only a patch for Zamba 2.0, which was written by Tim Potter. And since version 3, VFS modules can be stackable. So with Zamba 2.2, it was only able to use one VFS module. With Zamba version 3, you are able to load several modules, so you can do, let's say, virus scanning as well as this using this recycle module, which proves you some kind of this recycled dustbin, you know, from Windows. And it allows you to implement new features to Zamba. And one of the main features is it runs on Linux, it runs on BSD, it runs on Solaris. The only requirement is that you have a DLOpen system call to be able to load code dynamically. That's the only stuff which needs to be provided by the operating system. The other concept is basically loading a kernel module inside Linux. You can do this by the so-called Cisco table hooking, but it's not the preferred way, at least not for 2.4 and 2.6. And also Linux itself provides some kind of virtual file system, which is in similar way to the Zamba stuff. Of course, if you have a Linux kernel module, you're limited to Linux. You're probably also limited to the running kernel version if your vendor only provides binary-only modules. And one of the main advantages of doing this on the Linux side, you can not only scan Zamba shares, but you can, for example, scan also NFS, depends on the implementation, or you can only scan FTP incoming directory. So Zamba vSCAN, as I mentioned before, was already started in 2001, and originally it supported Sophos Antivirus and Entente Micro via the so-called Sophie and Trophy, which was written by the guy who wrote the Verge email scanning system. Up to now, Zamba vSCAN supports 12 different antivirus products from various bunch of companies. One requirement is that the antivirus vendor must be able to provide a daemon and some kind of protocol to be able to talk to this daemon, because I'm not allowed to link directly to any libraries. So for example, for I think any antivirus company, their scan engine is a library which provides certain functions. But this library is non-GPL, it's commercial. And Zamba vSCAN as a Zamba module will be loaded into Zamba, and Zamba is GPL. And if I would use this library directly, I would have a mixture of my own code, which is GPL, of course, and the other library stuff, which is non-GPL, and then I would violate the GPL of Zamba. So that's the main reason why I'm not allowed to link directly to any scan engines. So the antivirus vendor has to provide a daemon, because then I can communicate with this daemon either via Unix socket or TCP sockets, and then it's fine with the GPL. And as I already mentioned, it's supported 2.2x. Not sure if anyone is still using Zamba 2.2 and Zamba 3. And I'm planning to support Zamba 4 as well, but my time is very limited since 3 years. I work for a company, a full-time job. Before I was a student, and as a student you have a lot of time, and if you have a full-time job, you know, your free time is a little bit limited. So what are the basic features? As I mentioned already, you can also scan on file open, but also on file close. You can configure this. So if you only scan on file open, it is possible to put a file on the Zamba share, but an access to it by altmate would be not allowed. If you scan also by close, if the file is put on the Zamba server, if it's transferred, the file is being closed, I can scan it, and if it's infected, I can move it in kernel time. Of course, if a file is infected, I can block the access to the file, so on the Windows side you see the message access denied, and as action, you currently can either do a deletion of the file or moving this file into a kernel time directory. It also has some kind of limits, because as you all know, scanning large files takes a lot of time. So it's possible to say, okay, if the file is larger than, let's say, 200 megabytes, I won't scan it. It's, of course, a security risk then, because this file could be infected, but sometimes you have to do some kind of, features or speed in comparison to security. It's also possible to exclude certain files from being scanned. You can either do this via MIMETYPE. We use the libmagic library. You probably know the file utility on Unix. Or you can also do this by record expressions. So for example, you can say, I want to exclude all Word documents, or I want to exclude all Outlook folders. Another important point is files can result caching. It's funny because if you double click on the Windows machine on the file which is infected, I call the antivirus product and say, okay, tell me if it's infected or not. And I get the result back, it's infected, and I report it back to Windows. And Windows says, okay, I don't care, I tried it again. So if this, in this case, it would be scanned again, I would report back, file is infected. Windows would say once again, okay, I don't care, I tried again to open the file, and this goes 5, 6, or 8 times. It would basically mean that in the worst case, 8 times the same file is being scanned until the user really gets the pop-up from Windows, okay, access denied. So then you need some kind of result caching, so it's scanned only once, and every time Windows is still trying to open the file, I just report back access denied, until Windows gives up and displays this message, as I said. What's also possible is to send out a notification to the user via Windows Messaging Service. If you still use it, you probably know that the Windows Messaging Service, this Win pop-up stuff, was mainly used for sending spam also. It supports Linux on x86 and also on AMD 64, as well on FreeBSD. That's the versions I can test. I also know that it's run on Solaris, because I have some people who are using it on Solaris, and at least it compiles on a PowerPC platform or Intel ER64, but I never have any results if it really works or it just compiles. Issues, of course, it also has some issues. Originally, it was developed for Samba version 2.2, and since this, I think it's, as I said, it's now 5 years ago, the virtual file system inside Samba has changed a lot between all the different versions, which basically means I have a lot of ifdefs to see if I'm being compiled for Samba 2.2.10 or if I'm being compiled to Samba 2.14 or if I'm being compiled against Samba 3.3.0.10 or 3.0.21, whatever. So the code looks very ugly and also a little bit, well, you know, not really structured. I'm going to remove Samba 2 support pretty soon, and then the code is much cleaner. Another issue is if you're using Samba client and you are connecting SMB client, and you are connecting to a Samba server which offers 3 shares. For each SMB client, one connection is opened and one Samba daemon is forked. If you do the same on the Windows machine, then one connection will be opened for the first share, and the second and the third share will reuse the same connection, which basically means for 3 connections to 3 shares, only one connection to Samba is opened. And this also creates some issues, which I'm talking later on. And as I started to write this program using Samba client, SMB client, these issues never popped up. And later, as I did some retesting with Windows, I see, okay, Windows behaves a little bit different than SMB client, and in this, in the code, it's not yet really considered. So, of course, I'm not the only one. I probably was the first one. There is from Kaspersky also a product. I tried to get the sources because they mentioned in the readme, some simply write an email to support@kaspersky.com. And I got the message back, please go to the website, there is a support website, you have to fill out blah blah, and then I did it, and one of the questions was, enter me your serial number, but of course I don't have the serial number because I have only the 30 days trial code, and so I simply put in 000 because I just wanted to get the source code, you know. And a few minutes back, I got the response from the autoresponder, okay, the serial number is not correct, and I'm not allowed to open any support calls. And so I say, okay, how do I get now to the sources? So I'm still waiting for the answer from them. There's also a version from Bitdefender, but I'm not quite sure if they really support it, because the version is pretty old. And I remember a press announcement they did years ago that their sources are available, but I tried to find it on their website, it wasn't there. And I did not get any answer from Bitdefender Germany yet. if the source is still available or not. There was F-Secure for Samba, which is now no longer available. They stopped it because they focused more on the Linux kernel side. And one of the answers was, okay, well, if somebody wants to use it with Samba VFS, he can use Samba vScan and it works. And the only one who is directly available for download for the sources is Dr. Red for Samba, which is also a Russian company. So you can download the TargetZ's, RPMs, and DAB files. And at the end of the list, you find also the complete sources, which is pretty neat. Going back from the Samba VFS to the kernel-based, there are also several projects. Probably one of the most well-known is DASUCO, which stands for Dateizugriffskontrolle in German, for File Access Control in English. It is a project written by John Onnes, who works for Avira, and this project is sponsored by Avira. It's the company formerly called as H+B EDV, Datentechnik GmbH. It does syscall table hooking, and one of the reasons why it's not being promoted by the kernel guys is this is the reason. They don't like syscall table hooking anymore. You should use the virtual file system inside the Linux kernel. And with syscall table hooking, you cannot hook the file close operation. Another version is Fasuco, which is developed by F-Secure and is based on DASUCO and extends it in some area. A pretty new project is ReadyFS, which is written by a guy from Greesoft. He did this as his diploma thesis, which uses virtual file system. And another one is Talpa, which I like most because it's very, very well written. It looks very clean. It has a good architecture, so to say. It's written by a guy from Sophos. It either provides VFS or syscall table hooking. It's currently only shipped in their product, in the new version, which was announced at CeBIT. It's not yet available for everyone, but I was told they are going to create an open source website for this special project. And another one is Kaspersky, which also provides syscall table hooking. And the funny stuff is, for the kernel-based stuff, you can easily get the sources because it's included inside the package. But for the Samba vScan stuff, or for the Samba stuff, you don't get the sources easily. I don't know why. There's also some closed source stuff from a company called Chant Micro, which does also syscall table hooking. Computer Associates, or CA, also provides a solution, and Symantec gave me a first beta at CeBIT for their new product running on Linux. The problem with closed source is they normally can only used for certain kernel versions. You know, you provide them for the current SUSE kernel, you get the module, but you use your own self-built kernel, and in the worst case, the module won't load. So that's the main issues. I personally don't like closed source modules, kernel modules at all, but it's company, you know, everyone wants to hide their intellectual property, but as you can see, a lot of companies, it's still flickering, I'm sorry, a lot of companies reinvent the wheel all the time, because basically all the open source projects I mentioned do the same stuff, and there's a small mailing list with the developers from most of those open source projects, and we're trying to have any time in the near future one project for all, but we are not quite sure if we can manage it or not, because it, at the end, depends on the bosses of the companies. On the developer side, it's very easy to work together, but if the boss says no, then, well, bad luck. So, just a few considerations. The first two ones are probably obvious. Virus scanning takes time, and virus scanning can take a lot of CPU resources. As I mentioned before, Samba 2.2 and 3.0 only supports synchronized operations. This means if I have three connections open, three shares open, and I double-click on a zip file, which is a little bit larger and the scanning takes 1 minute, all the other two connections to the shares are blocked. So I have to wait 1 minute until I can work with my three shares, because Samba only allows me to do one operation. So in the worst case, you have to wait a few minutes or a few seconds until you can work again with your shares. This will be fixed in Samba 4. Samba 4 will have the so-called NT-VFS, which provides the possibility to have a callback function. So I say, scan the file, and you can still work. And when the file is scanned, via callback I can get the results from the engine. So this blocking issue will be not a problem in Samba 4 anymore. And I just spoke at lunchtime with Forker, and he told me that this feature to avoid blocking operations will be also backported in some way to Samba 3, because they need this feature also for cluster environments. So this problem will probably gone in a few weeks, months, I don't know. I also did some testing with real files, with my program files from Windows, and also some documents I have in my, how is it called, in my documents, I think it's called in Windows. Because the company I work for, you have to use Windows, so I have, let's say, several hundreds of files from my home directory. And I did some testing by fetching files from the Samba server to my Windows client to see if there's any difference if I use Samba VFS or kernel-based. Because, let's say, with Sophos, I can either use Samba vScan, then I'm on the Samba VFS side, or I can either use Talfa, which is kernel-based, to see if there's any major difference in retrieving the files. But in all the tests I did so far, the speed is basically the same, so there's not a real difference if I use Samba VFS technology, so to say, or if I use kernel-based technology. So, to sum it up a little bit, of course everyone has his pros and cons. So Samba Virtual File System modules, they are limited to Samba, obviously. But one of the features or advantages is it can't crash your whole system. It's possible also to send, if it's a requirement for you, those notifications. Because if I'm kernel-based, I only can see that the Samba process is trying to open a file on XT2, for example, but I don't know from which client, which IP, the request was coming. But if I'm inside Samba, I of course see the NetBIOS name or the IP of the client, so I can send back a notification to the client. Kernel-based, of course, has the advantage. It's not limited to Samba. If you want to scan NFS as well, or if you scan FTP incoming directory, you can use this. But as I mentioned, Windows machine as a service is not possible. So that's the main presentation. If you have any questions, please ask them now or later. And I'm also going to write a somewhat larger document describing all those currently existing antivirus products from all those vendors available for Linux, and with screenshots and also with pros and cons, what I like for the products, if I like the configuration or not, sometimes a little bit about speed. But this paper will take a lot of time until it's finished, but I hope I will be able to finish in 2 or 4 weeks. Okay. Any questions?
You answered them all already. So.
Yeah, I hope so. And I hope your eyes are still okay because of this one. Pretty, you know, I'm sorry for that.
Nobody left because of sickness. So.
So they left because the talk was so bad, huh?
Nobody left. So.
Okay.
All right. So you got us 5 minutes ahead of time, which is good because we have a break now. So half an hour break.